Small blurbs in newspapers are often overlooked by all but the most careful newspaper readers, so most probably didn't notice a small political story in the Detroit Free Press this past weekend. A four-sentence report quotes former cabinet secretary and Wisconsin governor Tommy Thompson as saying he's considering a run for president in 2008. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin had not seen the report and refused comment. In the state's Republican headquarters, they had spotted the story, and communications director Christine Manji says it was generating some talk.
I think we're equally surprised as anyone to have heard this. We don't know if there's any truth to it. We haven't had any discussions with Thompson about it, but we certainly think he should go for it. He'd make a great president.
Thompson's quoted in the article as saying his run for the White House would be an extension of his mission to improve the nation's health care. Thompson was Secretary of Health and Human Services in President Bush's first administration. One political scientist says that national exposure doesn't guarantee success and that single-issue presidential candidates are rare. Charles Jones used to teach politics at the UW-Madison, just down the street from the state capitol where Governor Thompson served a record 4 terms.
The notion that you would run based upon your national experiences as a cabinet official historically wouldn't suggest that that would do you all that much good for running for president. Health reform and a single issue of that type, it's fair to say that's been tried before without much success.
In the article, Thompson says he does not have a presidential campaign staff. Another Wisconsinite, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, has also been discussed as a potential candidate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.